the pledge.
Pledge News and Talk, you have to love it when your community foundation makes a lovely, great big grant to a film group filming a very special thing here in Holland.
A $10,000 grant from the Community Foundation of Holland and Zeeland went out to make the film Wilderness to World Class. It explores the story of Holland, and joining us today is the executive producer, Howard Veenenklausen. I can remember that because of the brick. See, this is how I get that.
Veenenklausen. Good old Dutch name.
Yeah. So you can tell I'm not a good old Dutch girl, but I love the name. So Howard, how did you, number one, come to want to be a part of this project and produce this film?
Well, it was a strange turn of events. My wife and I were visiting Ketchikan, Alaska, and we went into the community center there, and they were showing a film on how Ketchikan became what it is today. So I considered that for a while and then decided that Holland needed the same kind of film. Never been done before. It's the first time. So it's quite an adventure.
It is quite an adventure.
So I would imagine you're going to start with Van Walty when he comes to town?
Yes, it's not a historical linear narrative. It will start at the beginning because we need to, and we'll talk about Van Walty and then proceed from there to tell the story of what the secret sauce of Holland, Michigan's all about.
The group is called the Holland Film Group. It was pulled together to make this film. It's an amazing project. There are some rich stories in this community, and we've been telling them for years. We've been using the Holland Museum for years as well. Once this movie plays, the documentary plays, will it then reside at the Holland Museum?
Yes. Actually, there's two versions. There's the long version, which will be PBS size, which is about 56 minutes long, and then there's a short version that will be about 20, 25 minutes long. That's the version that will be on a rotator at the Holland Museum. They're in the process of creating a mini theater for us at the museum, and when they're open, we'll be showing that on a continuous loop.
So, Howard, how will you decide what stories you're going to tell? Because I would imagine, as Carrie suggests, there's lots of stories out there about Holland.
Well, Gene, that's a good question. We did a lot of thought on this, and we came up with some common threads that we wanted to include in the story. And as we go through the different sections of the story, we use the threads to remind ourselves of what the secret sauce, so to speak, is. The common threads include, obviously, the first one is faith. Holland, the people that originally came here, the first settlers, the original colony, as they call themselves, came here for religious reasons and also economic reasons. Things in the old country in the 1840s were not good. And so that's one of our major threads. Another thread is the work ethic. These people worked hard, and they got the attention of Americans that were already here. And they were seen as people that were good to their word and would put in a good day's work. Another thread that we like to reinforce in the production is innovation and entrepreneurialism. If you just drive around our community, I think you know exactly what I mean by innovation and entrepreneurialism. We have an inordinate amount of success stories in our community that are not just nationwide, but international as well. Also, the uncommon collaboration that we have between the private sector and the public sector. And there's many, many examples of that as well. Obviously, philanthropy is an important thread as well. Without the philanthropic efforts of the people in our community, we would not be what we are today. And another thread is diversity. We are not the community that we were founded as. We have grown, expanded, changed. There's many different ethnic groups that are represented in our community too, and we want to celebrate that as well.
Total budget for the film, $125,000. You got a huge grant from the Community Foundation of Holland and Zeeland. Is it expensive to do a documentary film like this?
Well, for what we are getting, we have a great bargain in this. Some people would say $125 is a lot of money, and it is. But we've already raised about half of that.
So I guess my question is, how did you pull together, as the executive producer, you have to pull together all the talent, the director, the writers, the researchers. Where did you find them, or did they come to you?
Well, I like that question because back in August of last year, I began recruiting people. And it was very heartening to know that when I called these people, they were ready and willing to help me out. We have a fantastic team. They include Milt Neusma, Ben Beverslice, Robert Swieringa, Rob Bird, Randy Vandewater, who we know and love.
Oh, yeah. Randy, he is the historian. He is the historian of Holland, without a doubt.
Greg Dykhouse, Bob Vannevasi, Lou Halsey, Tom Van Howe, and Don Ward. And yours truly, of course.
We're talking today about the documentary film Wilderness to World Class. Executive producer Howard Veenenklausen. Did I get it right?
Veenenklausen.
I'll get one of these days. Veenenklausen joins the conversation this morning. It's exciting because when you look back, and I'm going to assume you've been here all your life, there are probably some stories you didn't even know. You're like, I didn't know that. Can you share with us one that was possibly a surprise to you?
Well, It's the story is known by a lot of people, but the details are a surprise. And of course, I mentioned Randy Vandewater. And when we have our meetings, Randy is our resident historian, along with Bob Swieringa. But the bank robbery that occurred on A Street, 1928, September 29, at 9 o'clock in the morning. All we need to do is resurrect any story like that, and Randy knows all the details immediately. He is an amazing resource.
Wow.
And Robert Swieringa, too, he wrote that great big three-volume book, The History of
Power. Three-volume book. I mean, all the answers are in Bob's book.
Amazing. People, Places, and Possibility was the working title, A Story of Immigration and Entrepreneurs. You've settled now on Wilderness to World Class, and it really is. It is a world class, and it's a unique microcosm of what's happened here. When you talk about innovation and public and private sector, this goes all the way back, though. I mean, this goes back to day one. Van Ralty and his history, his family, and then the people that followed. The innovation process of even bringing people to this area.
Exactly.
It's in our DNA. Even with the diversification, don't you feel the culture continues? It doesn't have to necessarily be the Dutch culture, but I want to say the culture of the work ethic, the collaboration, and the commitment to community.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that what we have today has enhanced that experience. And I believe that many people come to Holland, Michigan because of that.
If people wanted to help support the film, because you're still raising money, how can they do that?
Okay. We are 501c3. We work through the Community Foundation. If you'd care to be a participant, we would love to have you. I'd like to say that everyone who is a contributor or participant, as we call them, will be recognized in the credits of the film. We'd love to see a lot of community support for this project. And if you send your checks to the Community Foundation and make a note that it's for the film fund, we would be very pleased and happy and honored to have you support the film.
So now the premiere is scheduled for December of this year, and you can go online and see a preview of the film?
There, our website, which is HollandFilmGroup.com, has embedded in it a short video, about 4-minute video, that gives you a taste for what we are going to produce. The world premiere will occur in mid-December of this year at the Knickerbocker Theater. We'll have a number of showings at that time, and it'll be exciting times.
Howard, filmmakers often have the luxury of seeing things from a 20,000, foot viewpoint. What do you see about Holland in its history and Holland in its future that people should be excited about?
We're very cutting edge as a community, forward thinkers. Evidence of that is all around us. One of the latest and greatest evidences is the energy plant. That is, it's before it even opened, there were awards that were given to that plant. So the evidence that we are a forward-thinking community is all around us.
A documentary film is a perfect way to preserve history and to create vision for the future. Howard, I want to thank you for joining our conversation this morning. I'm so glad you're making this film. I'm very excited to see it next December. And again, we want to encourage all of our listeners, please, if you would like to help support the film, you can go, first of all, you can go to the hollandfilmgroup.com, that website, and learn more about the film and how to support it. But also, just go through the Holland Zeeland Community Foundation, and you can designate your checks to the Holland Film Group. Howard, congratulations.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Carrie and Gene.